Blog Talk Radio.
I had a dream the other night that, well, I didn't understand. A figure walked in through the mist with a flintlock in his hand. His clothes were torn and dirty as he stood there by my bed. He took off his three-cornered hat, and speaking low to me, he said, "We fought a revolution to secure our liberty. We wrote the Constitution as a shield from tyranny. For future generations, this legacy we gave. In this, the land of the free and home of the brave. The freedoms we secured for you, we hoped you'd always keep. But tyrants labored endlessly while your parents were asleep. Your freedom's gone, your courage lost, you're no more than a slave. In this, the land of the free and home of the brave. You buy permits to travel and permits to own a gun, permits to start a business or to build a place for one. On land that you believe you own, you pay a yearly rent, although you have no voice in saying how the money's spent. Your children must attend a school that doesn't educate, and your Christian values can't be taught according to the state. You read about the current news in a regulated press, and you pay a tax you do not owe to please the IRS. Your money is no longer made of silver nor of gold. You trade your wealth for paper so your life can be controlled. You pay for crimes that make our nation turn from God in shame. You've taken Satan's number. You've traded in your name. You've given government control to those who do you harm so they could burn down churches and seize the family farm and keep our country deep in debt. Put men of God in jail. Harass your fellow countrymen while corrupted courts prevail. Your public servants don't uphold the solemn oaths they've sworn. And your daughters visit doctors so their children won't be born. Your leaders send artillery and guns to foreign shores and send your sons to slaughter fighting other people's wars. Can you regain the freedoms for which we fought and died? Or don't you have the courage or the faith to stand with pride? And are there no more values for which you'll fight to save? Or do you wish your children to live in fear and be a slave? Oh, sons of the Republic, arise, take a stand. Defend the Constitution, the supreme law of the land. Preserve our great republic and each God-given right. And pray to God to keep the torch of freedom burning bright. As I awoke, he'd vanished in the mist from whence he came. His words were true. We are not free, but we have ourselves to blame. For even now, as tyrants trample each God-given right, we only watch and tremble, too afraid to stand and fight. If he stood by your bedside in a dream while you were asleep and wondered what remains of the freedoms he'd fought to keep, what would be your answer if he called out from the grave, "Is this still the land of the free and home of the brave?" God bless you, and God bless this republic.
Too many people in America fear their government, and the government is being run by too many powerful agencies like the IRS and others. I think it's time the people take the country back through their representative government.
Don't have a clue.
tried to be his cattle and sheep, only the people's land. Try and live as a free man. Your body's illegal anymore. Time to stop these thugs from stealing what's been got and down. Calling for a revolution. Calling for it now. It's time to save our constitution while we still got the guns in our hands. Back the clock of a tyranny. For if we don't, then who will do it for ourselves? And how about our children? What kind of future will we leave them? And if we won't, we'll wake up slaves on the global plantation, calling for a revolution. Save our constitution while we still got the guns in our hands. Calling for a revolution. Calling for it now. It's time to save our constitution while we still got the guns in our hands. While we still got the guns. Still got the guns in our hands.
Good morning and welcome to the Jim Dunzing Show, featuring opinions so good they ought to be yours here as we begin the broadcast day on Freedomizer Radio, www.freedomizerradio.com. It is November 23rd, 2012. That's a Friday, Black Friday, open line Friday here on the Jim Dunzing Show. The number to call in, 347-324-3704, 347-324-3704. You must press the button when asked on the little recording there to be put in the queue to be a caller. Otherwise, you look like the folks who call that very same number, 347-324-3704, simply to listen into the broadcast. That's the number to join us. We'll be right back with your calls here on the Jim Dunzing Show, featuring opinions so good they ought to be yours as we begin the broadcast day here on Freedomizer Radio. And welcome back to the Jim Dunzing Show, featuring opinions so good they ought to be yours. Here as we begin the broadcast day on Freedomizer Radio, it is Open Line Friday, this November 23rd, 2012. The number to join us, 347-324-3704. 347-324-3704. There's a story here out of the Jerusalem Post. So take that for what it's worth here this morning. Discussing Egypt and Morsi. And the headline here is protests rock Egypt after Morsi seizes sweeping new powers. Morsi, the military leader in Egypt, who was basically handed power by the Americans when they interfered with the Arab Spring. Demonstrators stormed the Muslim Brotherhood headquarters in Alexandria, pelted Port Said office with stones, and called for Egyptian president's ouster in Cairo. Well, it worked last time. Let's hope it worked this time. After he has called Pharaoh, the new Mubarak, for seizure of new powers. Protesters stormed the headquarters of the Muslim Brotherhood's party in Alexandria on Friday, throwing chairs and books into the street and setting them alight, after the Egyptian president granted himself sweeping new powers. And there's a link there that may be all they describe of these sweeping new powers. Supporters of Egyptian, here for their regular readers who don't need to concern themselves with that apparently, supporters of Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi and opponents also threw stones at each other near a mosque in the city, Egypt's second largest city, said a witness. Two cars had glass smashed as the clashes moved away from the area. In Port Said, another port of the Mediterranean, hundreds of protesters gathered outside the Brotherhood's Freedom and Justice Party headquarters and pelted it with rocks. Some tried to storm it, but did not enter, another witness said. It's an unnamed witness for the Jerusalem Post. In Cairo, thousands demonstrated against the decree issued on Wednesday night. Morsi called Pharaoh for seizing new powers. Morsi's decree, exempting all his decisions from legal challenge until a new parliament was elected, caused fury amongst his opponents on Friday, who accused him of being the new Hosni Mubarak and hijacking the revolution. Morsi's aide said the decree was to speed up a protracted transition that had been hindered by legal obstacles. Listen to that. The opponents say, hey, you're doing what despots throughout all history have done, from Hitler to the idiots involved in the French Revolution, who screwed that one up as many times as possible through things very similar to this, leading to a guy like this, this guy's not like Napoleon, but a military guy with a dictatorial style seizing power. I hope that this time, when these Egyptians take the streets, they don't leave them until they actually have real control of their government. Last time they got Mubarak released, and they were the center of the world's geopolitical attention. That will be the case again. Because they're gonna get this guy out of power. The same way they got Mubarak out of power. And when they do, I hope they don't fall for the same kind of a stunt where just because they change the figurehead, we'll put his second in command in, and then we'll talk about it after the military retakes the streets. Now, an American president would be right now figuring out the best way to airdrop surplus rifles to these peaceful people here in Egypt, attempting to secure their own liberties and their own freedoms and their own government there in their own homeland. Those are the kind of people we want governing the other nations of the world. Military dictatorships seem more likely to me, just seem self-evident, if you will. Military dictatorships seem more likely to be those kind of nations which would cause us trouble than a nation governed by free, independent, self-governing people. Because most of the average people I know here in America, even, that watch too much TV, don't really want to go send our soldiers overseas to invade and conquer and possess those other countries. They really believe that the soldiers are over there just helping out. Not that they're militarily occupying foreign lands, but they're just helping the good people, and the thought never gets beyond that kind of oversimplistic version of it. But they don't really want the troops to go over there and take the country. They just see it as kind of a necessary evil, which they're doing because their leadership says it must happen. So if we're given a choice between a society where the people of the society govern it or a military dictatorship, we should be on the side of the people, at least this time. You got it wrong last time, Barack. This time you could get it right and earn that Nobel Peace Prize that you got before you did anything. Apparently you got it for not looking like the other presidents, as you said during the campaign, the first one. So airdrop some surplus rifles over there, Barry, and help those people out and liberate them from this military dictatorship, as Chancellor Morsi abolishes the judiciary and seizes all power to himself. A repeat of 1930-something or other in Nazi Germany. A repeat of Mussolini. A repeat of Robespierre. But thankfully, the Egyptian people are doing what all successful revolutions have done. They're peacefully assembling and demanding a redress of grievances with their government. And sooner or later, whether it's the Magna Carta, whether it's the bridge at Concord and Lexington, the people of Egypt will get their government back as long as they stay in the streets and stay there as long as it takes. They have to be willing to stay there this time and not take half measures. We'll be right back here on the Jim Dunzing Show, featuring opinions so good they ought to be yours, as we begin the broadcast day here on Freedomizer Radio, www.freedomizerradio.com. The number to join us, 347-324-3704. 347-324-3704.
Hey, wheel keep on turning and carry me home to see my I hope them Kenyans will forgive us for sending Obama back to them. Oh, yes, we can. Well, I heard Matthew say Messiah, and I heard the songbird run him down. I hope so Toro will remember. Real Americans don't need him around anyhow. Sweet home Mombasa, where the skies are so blue. Sweet home Mombasa, Lord, he's coming home to you. Halliburton blew the oars, and we all know that Cheney knew. Building 7, it still bothers me. So does that ocean full of crude. Now face the truth. Sweet home Mombasa, where the oceans are still blue. Sweet home Mombasa, Lord, he's coming home to you. Well, I'm militia, so I volunteer to load that whole damn boat myself with kegs and kegs of free bubble up and survival tins of that rainbow stew. Obama in one canoe. Sweet home Mombasa, where the skies are so blue. Sweet home Mombasa, Lord, he's coming home to you.
Welcome back to the Jim Dunzing Show, featuring opinions so good they ought to be yours, here as we begin the broadcast day on Freedomizer Radio, www.freedomizerradio.com. If you go to freedomizerradio.com and scroll down about halfway down the page, you'll find not only a way to listen live, but a chat room. And there in the chat room during the break, several people were complimentary of the song, but not necessarily the recording quality of that previous number there. The good news is that there was some serious discussion recently about re-recording that, adding a verse and re-recording that. And instead of doing it at between 2 and 5 in the morning with one microphone and two guitar cases and stacks and trying to put it all onto one cassette tape, that we try to record it with some kind of modern technology and add a verse about this recent election. So that should be coming up. I think it will be coming up here fairly shortly, a newer, better, higher quality version of Sweet Home Mombasa for your listening entertainment here on the Jim Dunzing Show. All right, let's see what else we have in the news here. Here's something out of France 24, coverage of the same story we just were on. Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi defended his latest decree granting himself sweeping powers before supporters in Cairo as anti-Morsi demonstrators set fire to Muslim Brotherhood offices in cities across Egypt on Friday. This, I have a feeling, is a link that the Jerusalem Post had on their site. No, it's the same subject, different article. All right. This from France24.com. As enraged demonstrators torched Muslim Brotherhood offices in several Egyptian cities, a defiant Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi defended his recent decree granting himself sweeping powers before a crowd of supporters outside the presidential palace in Cairo on Friday. Says Morsi, political stability, social stability, and economic stability are what I want, and that is what I am working for. I have always been, and still am, and always will be, God willing, with the pulse of the people, what the people want, with clear legitimacy, he said from a podium before thousands of supporters. Taking a page out of the George Bush speak the subtext speaking style, I have always been and still am and always will be, God willing, with the pulse of the people, what the people want, with clear legitimacy, as I hereby take the powers of Hitler at Nuremberg. Morsi's speech came a day after he issued a presidential decree stating that any challenges to his decrees, laws, and decisions were banned. In unrelated news, the Chinese government is in mourning that Egyptian leadership is stronger with its people than even the Chinese government. They're secretly ashamed and bowing their heads in shame, although publicly they keep up a strong face, embarrassed at Egypt's strength over its own people and their weakness. So does Putin. Putin wishes he had this kind of power. Putin is jealous in Russia. He's going to go look to try to find another teenage band to throw in prison and make himself feel better. The article continues, reacting to the decree, thousands of demonstrators gathered in Cairo's Tahrir Square on Friday, responding to calls by Egyptian opposition leaders for a million-man march, maybe Jesse Jackson Jr. will be available, to protest against what they called a coup by the Islamist president. Reporting from Tahrir Square, France 24's Alexander Turnbull said the crowds started pouring into Cairo's most symbolic square in the afternoon, and that the numbers kept swelling as the Friday noon prayers ended. Then there's a headline here in France24.com about furious crowds. Here's Turnbull's explanation. They're furious about Morsi's new far-reaching powers, explained Turnbull. They accuse him of placing himself above the judiciary. That's not an accusation. He said his actions are above judicial review. At the same time, the article continues, supporters of the Egyptian president gathered outside Cairo's Heliopolis presidential palace, some of them holding photographs of Morsi. The rival demonstrations, which took place in several Egyptian cities Friday, exposed the deep divisions in the world's most populous Arab nation 5 months after Morsi was elected with a 51% sliver of a majority. Clashes between pro and anti-Morsi demonstrators broke out in the northern city of Port Alexandria, as well as Port Said and Ismailia, offices of the Freedom and Justice Party, the political wing of the Muslim Brotherhood, were attacked in several cities, including the second largest city of Alexandria. Then a headline, international community concerned about Egypt's democratic process. Morsi's latest decree has raised serious concerns among the international community. In a statement released Friday, the European Union urged Morsi to respect the democratic process. It is of utmost importance that democratic process be completed in accordance with the commitments undertaken by the Egyptian leadership, said the statement issued by EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton's office. A spokesman, listen to this, a spokesman for UN Human Rights Commissioner Navi Pillay also said the organization was very concerned about the possible huge ramifications of this declaration on human rights and the rule of law in Egypt. We'll be right back here on the Jim Dunzing Show, featuring opinions so good they ought to be yours, after this short message from the Man in Black.
You know, I talked with several of you people at the campus. We went out to visit the campus to look around the other day. I talked with several of you, and we asked each other a lot of questions. I asked you questions, you asked me questions, and idea for a song started brewing then. And since I saw you last Saturday, I wrote this song. And I just finished writing this song, the fourth or fifth rewrite this morning, so that's why I've got to have the cards to remind myself of what the words are, the last version I wrote. This song is a very personal thing, I suppose you might say, but it's the way I feel about a lot of things. This song is called The Man in Black. Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance always have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on. I wear the black for the poor and the beaten down, living in the hopeless, hungry side of town. And I wear it for the prisoner who has long paid for his crime, but still is there because he's a victim of the times. I wear the black for those who've never read or listened to the words that Jesus said about the road to happiness through love and charity. Why, you think he's talking straight to you and me? Well, we're doing mighty fine, I do suppose, in our streak of lightning cars and fancy clothes. But just so we're reminded of the ones who are held back, up front there ought to be a man in black. I wear it for the sick and lonely old, for the reckless ones whose bad trip left them cold. I wear the black in mourning for the lives that could have been. Each week we lose 100 fine young men. And yes, I wear it for the thousands who have died, believing that the Lord was on their side. And I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side. Well, there's things that never will be right, I know, and things need changing everywhere you go. But till we start to make a move to make a few things right, you'll never see me wear a suit of white. I'd love to wear a rainbow every day to tell the world that everything's okay. But maybe I can carry off a little darkness on my back till things are brighter. I'm the man in black.
you very much.
Thank you.
And welcome back to the Jim Dunzing Show, featuring opinions so good they ought to be yours. Here as we begin the broadcast day on Freedomizer Radio, www.freedomizerradio.com. It is Open Line Friday. The number to join us, 347-324-3704. In America here, it is Black Friday. Shoppers are gathered outside shopping malls all hours of Thanksgiving to save $3 on a 2-inch larger TV. It's annually the day when there are senseless deaths every year over people stampeding like the running of the bulls in Pamplona to get an iPod or similar. I haven't heard yet, but if there's sales on that Wii U thing, which I just heard about yesterday, some kind of video game tablet by Wii, there's probably going to be serious injuries over just that item. As Americans celebrate the holidays, between Thanksgiving, a celebration of abundance and prosperity after having given freedom a chance, and of course the birth of Jesus of Nazareth, which of course didn't actually happen on December 25th. If you follow the Orthodox calendar, it happened on January the 7th, but we celebrate it on the 25th because of the winter solstice in the Roman calendar. But nevertheless, these people get more and more ridiculous every year. Now it's not 4 a.m. the day after Thanksgiving. Now it's for those people who want to have Thanksgiving dinner at 11:30. There's a 3 in the afternoon sale. You can go there at 6, at midnight, again at 4 in the morning. They just have several different customer races. That's what they should call it. They should just do it at random points throughout the shopping day, throughout the season. Just have rearrange their halls a little bit there, so they can put a forklift in there. And put like 4 pallets of stuff all together there in a square, one big pallet. Line up their customers, make an announcement, line up their customers at all the entrances while these pallets make their way to the center. Have some kind of an announcement and a Building 7 like countdown. And film it on their secure, live stream it, and they might even get a pay-per-view, and some of the stores would be able to stay open past the holiday season. At least we could get some entertainment out of that part of the holiday. Here's a story about a heckler. It's listed as a heckler here on 104.5 WFLA. Some of you may know this particular heckler or know of this particular heckler. His name is Mark Dice, I just saw this story this morning, and I haven't had time to listen to his entire thing, but I listened to the first little bit of his bullhorning the people there, and he could really learn a lesson or two on bullhorning from Brooklyn Billy out here in the Las Vegas We Are Change. He should just come out and watch Billy or bullhorn with Billy on out here on the Las Vegas Strip, and he would greatly improve his effectiveness I think. But he's out there bullhorning the shoppers on Thanksgiving for ruining the holidays by being out on Thanksgiving evening at like 8 o'clock at night in line to buy stuff on sale for Christmas. We'll be right back here on the Jim Dunzing Show. It is Open Line Friday. The number to join us is 347. Where'd it go? The number to join us is 347-324-3704. 347-324-3704. We'll be right back here on the Jim Dunzing Show, featuring opinions so good they ought to be yours, as we begin the broadcast day here on Freedomizer Radio.
I've been walking a tightrope between fact and fiction, been wrestling with demons in small bottle prisons, been talking to sinners who claim to be Christian, been shouting at leaders who claim to be listening, and the pendulum swings from the left to the right. Its momentum increases the need for the fight, like a moment of blindness and a lifetime of sight. And I am caught somewhere in the middle. I saw a president blind to the needs of his people, saw a camel that passed through the eye of a needle.
Yeah.
And welcome back to the Jim Dunzing Show, featuring opinions so good they ought to be yours. Here as we begin the broadcast day on Freedomizer Radio, www.freedomizerradio.com. It is Open Line Friday. The number to join us, 347-324-3704. 347-324-3704. I was looking for a story here that I don't see. I've seen the headline, though. A story we covered a little while back about a student being encouraged to get one of these RFID cards voluntarily and carry them with them at all times, which will pinpoint their location 24 hours a day as long as they're wearing this around their neck, or that it'll pinpoint that it's in their bedroom. The GPS will be that close on it. They were about to kick her out of her school for refusing to get this. At first, they requested voluntary compliance. And then when they didn't get voluntary compliance, they just simply made it mandatory and then dealt with those who had not voluntarily complied. And so a judge has apparently granted a motion to allow her to stay in school while the issue is litigated. Apparently the thought that the only student without one of these cowbell tracker devices would kind of stand out in that crowd of students. Another story here out of Breitbart. The White House won't release photos of Obama team during the Benghazi attack. Now, of course, they had the photo, the now infamous photo of Biden and Barry and Bloodsport and a couple people with crossed arms. And a guy and a woman in the back kind of leaning around like they shouldn't even really be there. All watching what they tell us is the raid of the Pakistani site where Osama bin Laden was holed up since his death in October of 2001. And the SEALs apparently went in and raided this place, got bin Laden, hurried up and destroyed the evidence of his body and buried it at sea before anyone had a chance to question it. Then Petraeus and Panetta switched jobs. One goes from the head of the Defense Department to the head of the CIA, and the other goes from the head of the CIA to the head of the Defense Department. It's I don't know if it's vertical or horizontal, but it's some kind of integration there. Then, after they make that switch, a week after the kill supposedly happened, then they make the announcement that bin Laden was dead and all this stuff had taken place. Now we look at Benghazi, and the same people are involved. Their roles have changed officially, but it's the same people that are involved. Their stories don't make sense either time, but this time, for some reason, the White House unwilling to release photos of themselves. They only released this one perfectly staged photo during the bin Laden raid with Barry looking intent. I mean, he looks like there's 38 seconds to go, and his, I don't know, whatever the basketball team in Kenya is down by a point, and they've got the ball back, and they're driving down the court. He's that intent on the screen. Hillary seems almost mortified to be sitting there, very concerned and solemn. Biden looks like Biden. Very well staged, choreographed photograph for an instant that very likely never happened. It'll be difficult to find out for sure because most of the SEALs involved in the raid were later killed in a mysterious helicopter crash. The article here from Breitbart, today the White House officially refused to release photos of U.S. officials during the September 11 terrorist attacks on our consulate in Benghazi, Libya. They didn't say Al Qaeda there. Come on, Breitbart. That ended with the deaths of four Americans. CBS News requested the photos on October 31. The White House has routinely released photos showing members of the Obama administration in their hero poses during national security crises. That happened most famously with the pictures of the Obama administration key players clustered into the White House Situation Room during the raid on Osama bin Laden's compound in Pakistan. The White House told CBS to ask the White House photo office. That office then delayed for nearly 3 weeks. Finally, the office said they wouldn't release any photos without the permission of the White House press office, which had been utterly unresponsive to this point. CBS News has also not been told any details about the Obama administration's actions during the Benghazi events. So much for Obama's pledged transparency, despite Obama's words at his bloviating press conference on November 14th of this year. We have provided every bit of information that we have, and we will continue to provide information, says Eric Holder's boss. We will provide all the information that is available about what happened on that day, says Breitbart, and I happen to agree with him in this final concluding paragraph. Right. Join us here Monday on the Jim Dunzing Show, Four Opinions So Good They Ought to Be Yours, as we begin the broadcast day here on Freedomizer Radio, www.freedomizerradio.com.
Too many people in America fear their government, and the government is being run by too many powerful agencies like the IRS and others. I think it's time the people take the country back through their representative government.
Clock of a tyranny. For if we film, then who will do it for ourselves? And how about our children? What kind of future will we leave them? And if we won't, we'll wake up slaves on the global plantation, calling for a revolution.
Telling me that we're gonna lose. Hello, Freedomizers and friends and foe. This is Tiger Lily. Thank you for tuning in today. It is Black Friday. I am covering for Cheryl. See the power? She is on hold wanting to say hello to her fans, and maybe she can let us know why it is that she's not doing her radio show like she's supposed to. So I'm going to unmute your phone, Cheryl. There you go.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to Freedomizer Radio this morning. And I'm going to miss my peoples this morning, but I'm heading out to Las Vegas amongst dog noises and grandchildren. I'm heading out right now up to the Freedomizer Radio second annual Thanksgiving conference.
Yay!
I'm going to get to meet Tiger Lily. Yay!
Well, I hope I make it. There's a couple of issues I got that I'm not 100% sure right now, but it's still on my schedule to make it there. Crossing my fingers.
Okay, excellent. Well, you're gonna, I can tempt you with this incredible chili that I'm cooking.
Ooh,
Oh my gosh! I made a batch last night for my family as a kind of a dry run, and Oh my God, I can't wait to eat my own chili.
You crack me up. Hey, I want to give you extra kudos also for those wow pills. This is, I think, the third week that I'm on them, and they are just really doing me great. I'm getting off of, as some of you know, I'm off of the Zoloft that I had been on for many years, and now I'm trying to get off of the Xanax that I've been on for, gosh, about, I don't know, 13 years now, and that's a very dangerous one to cold turkey off of. But I've been taking the wow pills, and it's my husband says that he sees a completely different me in terms of an improved me, where I have more energy. I'm not in the fetal position and the dungeon and the polygamyville dungeon where I now live in Utah, and I don't have to suck my thumb anymore or anything like that. And I'm just, you know, it's really made a big difference. So I want you to let the listeners know how it is that they could get a hold of those natural supplements.
Oh, absolutely. Go to seethepower.org, the letter CTHEPOWER.org, and there's a link, or there's a page at the top. You know how all the websites have their little top banner where you can choose which page to go to. Just find the WOW page, and then you can click on that and find out all about it and where to order it. It is, we're having so many people, every single person who has tried it has made significant changes in their life as far as their physical bodies. It's helping people with pain, with mental clarity. I'm starting to get this really nice mental clarity that I didn't have before, and energy. You mentioned energy. Oh my gosh, it is amazing.
I want to talk about that mental clarity a little bit, because my husband noticed. I had sent I think 2 or 3 weeks ago on this show, I read an article that I was going to post on my blog, and since then I fixed it up, and then I posted it, and that article has gotten the most attention, I think, of any other article that I've gotten, and in a very positive way, because I have a tendency to alienate people and to piss them off, because, you know, I can't stand police officers, so I was calling them pig tards and stuff like that. But now I got my article. My husband says, wow, you are really focused. It's like you can think clearly. It's like you're really the mental clarity. When you said that, that's what that I thought about. And every day it seems like my mind is getting clearer and clearer and clearer. And of course, the wild pills also motivates me to get out and walk my dogs more, and so exercise, and I'm trying to eat a little more healthily. I did gain a little bit of weight. I don't know if that's the wild pills, or it's probably because my daughter visited for 10 days with my grandson, and so we had our Thanksgiving a week ago. That's probably what more has to do with it. But I can't say enough good stuff about those wild pills, and they're all natural supplementy stuff.
It's incredible. What Cookie and I think is that it's because of the frequency of the herbs and stuff that are in there. It's helping people's bodies reset their frequency so that it allows their bodies to heal whatever problems they happen to have, which is why it seems to be helping so many people with so many different issues.
Right.
So we're just so pleased to be able to offer this, and we offer a lot of support. You can find support under Contact and Connect on my website.
I'm so paranoid because whenever something like good like this happens, I'm so afraid that the feds or somebody is going to come out and say, you know what, we need this to be controlled. You know, this is and because they're going to want their part of it. It's as we get healthy naturally, we're not going to be needing as much of the pharmaceutical type stuff that has been shoved down our throats for all of these years.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I would encourage people to get on board as soon as they can to get their little stuff of wow pills and be aware that this is something that can happen. You know, it's like, you know, being a freedomizer and my awakenings and all the education that I've been, all the studying that I've been doing over the past 2 years, I see how the indoctrination and the propaganda of both the media and our fascist state, where it's the government that the bigwig government elected officials that get into bed with the big corporate pharmaceuticals and the big corporate entities and interests to shove us, to force their stuff down our throats, to mandate that we have to have insurance for this, or we have to have a permission slip from a doctor to get an antibiotic, that we have to, you know, all of these rules. You can't turn around hardly without having some kind of running into some kind of a wall like a Pac-Man, you know? So,
yeah, right, exactly. Some kind of more regulation about something that we should be able to do on our own without anybody sticking their nose in it. Especially things like, you know, natural remedies. And there's this big push about the codex. I don't have enough of it in my brain to discuss it, but I know that it's pretty dangerous when the government starts looking at vitamins as drugs.
And when you think about it,
it's going to be a drug.
Everything. I mean, yeah. And we can't barter anymore. I mean, in Las Vegas, and I lived in Las Vegas for about 10 years, there was a raid of this. It was a private festivities by this organic ranch, I guess you'd call it. And they were, and you could see the bureaucrats coming in and raiding them and throwing away. They had, I guess, whole milk, and they had natural foods, and I guess they were sharing each other's stuff, and they came and they busted that. They closed them down. I mean, and that's just downright evil. And as our country gets more and more in debt, And I personally fear that we're going to have like an economic collapse of our dollar at some point. As that happens, we need to have like plan B. So one of the things I want to do is have plenty of those wow pills, but also, you know, I'm making relationships with my neighbors and knowing who's got the chickens and who's got the goats and who's got, you know, the savvy for the fruits,
yeah,
and vegetables.
Right. See,
yeah,
that makes
prepping.
Sense. You know, there are a lot of people out there who are developing their communities so that they can do without some of the bigger. I started growing my own. I grew my own lettuce.
Neat.
Yeah, I had several years ago. I bought one of these, one of these pots that you can put various you twist the section and it stacks up like a tower, and then I've got like these lettuce and cilantro and parsley and some banana peppers. I'm growing banana peppers. Yeah.
Awesome.
Very cool. I am going to come in. Yep.
All righty.
Yeah.
You have to run?
Yeah, I have to run. The grandkids are chomping at the bit here. And
well, enjoy them. Enjoy your baby.
Yeah, well, I'm headed out. They're wanting to say goodbye, and I needed to be on the road a half an hour ago, but
okay.
Grandkids have been holding on to my leg for
Well, thanks for calling in, Cheryl, and I'm going to go on ahead and mute you and go on with the show so you can so I can leave you free to go, like I asked the cops. Am I free to go? You are free to go.
I'm free to go. Okay, bye, everybody. Thanks so much for filling in for me, Lily.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you. Okay, so I have just muted her mic. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Tiger Lily. It's Tiger Lily's Freedom Roar. I'm show hosting my own show. And I had this show about 4 months ago, and I started it about a year ago next month. And about 4 months ago, I stopped because I was really just, to be perfectly honest, I was just overwhelmed with the amount of information that was just, I just didn't know what to do with myself. I mean, I was in a very, very dark place. It's kind of like when you learn that Santa doesn't exist. I mean, it's multiply that times 100, you know, and because two years ago I realized that, you know, that police officers, for example, are really not here to serve and protect anymore. They're here to make sure that the politicians can take away our liberties. They are the guns that give the politicians that power. And I went through a series of awakenings where it's like, okay, we need to go back to our constitutional principles. And then upon looking at that, I was thinking, you know, I met a guy by the name of Bill Bubert. He's the founder of ZeroGov.com. About 18 months ago, as a result of a murder of a two-time Marine veteran by the name of Jose Guerrera, he had done two combat tours in Iraq, and he was executed because of a botched raid. For they were looking for the SWAT team was looking for some marijuana, and there was a recent follow-up on that case that was dated like November the 18th, I believe. And the family is now suing for $20 million. But the whole issue here was that this search warrant was a bad search warrant, and the raid was completely botched. And the killers, these SWAT killers, it was about 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning, and this man who they killed worked 12-hour night shifts. So he had just gotten home and was asleep. So these thugs come over and bang on the door with a siren, and it scared the wife half to death. The wife and his daughter were hiding in a closet, and the cops just said, you know, open the door, and they kicked it in, and they went in to go execute the search warrant, and he evidently reached for his A-15, I think that's what you call it, that gun, his AR-15, and before he could do anything, pointed or even unlocked the lock, the safety or anything, he was shot at, I think it was 71 times. 60 of the bullets went throughout the periphery of his body. His wife was hiding with his 4-year-old kid in the closet, and the other kid was in school, thankfully. And she asked to have help. She could hear her husband gasping for breath and trying to, and the SWAT team would not let the medical crew come in and do anything for him. And it was just an appalling situation. So when the Oath Keepers found out about this, Stuart Rhodes, who used to be the Ron Paul's legal aide, he was his top lawyer aide. He heads the Oath Keepers. nationally. He's been on MSNBC. He's been on with Bill O'Reilly. He's done a lot of interviews with Alex Jones. He's a real patriot. I really love Stuart Rhodes. I've met him personally a couple of times. And so he did a memorial service for Jose Guerrera. And when I heard about it, I went and I attended because it was in Tucson, Arizona. This is where all this took place. And I was living in Las Vegas, so I told my husband, let's go take an overnight trip out there. So we went. And when we went to this ceremony, we did a march, and the local news media was there. These stories do not get national attention. The only time you hear national coverage over a tragedy like this is if it's something like the Trayvon Martin case. And the reason for that is because there are typically underlying political agendas. In the case of Trayvon Martin, the political agendas were gun control and race division. And the media played into this. They helped ignite this crap. And you had your Al Sharptons and your Bozos saying gun control, blah, blah, blah. This is what happens because there's no control of laws of guns in Florida, and you got your Castle Doctrine and yada yada. Where are these dumbasses when it comes to exposing the fact that in Illinois has the most violence and slaughter because of guns than any other state on the nation, and they don't have gun rights in the state of Illinois. There is no right to bear arms out there unless you're a cop. So that is why I had to take 4 months off, because I was just getting overwhelmed, because every day I'd turn around and there would be something else that I would find out, something else I'd discover about reality, what my reality was. I won't even get into my religious philosophies, but I'm basically I feel more grounded now because I'm thinking more philosophically as opposed to all of these false illusions, this fakeness that we're bombarded with, this idea that democracy, that because you went and voted, that you have a say. Come on. What is your vote matter? And a couple of 2 years ago, I did vote, and I did, you know, I supported, I did some campaigning for the people that I supported and everything. And what I realized is that it doesn't matter really if you even help them, because I saw firsthand how we who had supported the candidacy and the election of some underdogs, they flat out betrayed us when it was a time to fulfill their promises to us. Now, the group of activists that I was working with, we were not asking for any welfare handouts. We were not asking for the government to do anything for us. We were asking to repeal Nevada's helmet bondage law. I won't get into that too much. Basically, a third of the states in the United States of America have what I called helmet bondage laws, which means that if you ride a motorcycle in their state, you have got to wear a DOT helmet. But as I have found, after being detained 8 or 9 times because of my controversial headgear, and after having gotten 6 citations, I have found that helmet laws are absolutely unenforceable. But you have to take some time, and you have to challenge every single one of those citations. And I got to the point where I had all of these citations and I had all of this activism, and I'm interviewing people on Freedomizer Radio who have lost a loved one. Like for example, in the Jose Guerrera case, there are so many cases like that in the United States of America that we don't even know about. Just in Las Vegas alone, in 2011, there were 12 murders by cops by Las Vegas Metro Police Department of innocent people. And not only do they get away with it, they get paid time off. So they get rewarded for it. where else in our society can we get away with something like that? Nowhere. We're born, we're told by our parents, you will not hit your brother, you will not steal, you will not lie, you will respect the property rights, and the non-initiation of aggression or force. That's what we're told when we're born. That's what's indoctrinated to us by our parents, by our teachers, by the state, by our spiritual counselors. Why are those two rules, why do they not apply if somebody is wearing a costume and a badge and a gun? Why? So these awakenings were just, you know, every time, you know, I turn around, I interviewed, one of my first interviews was December last year. It was a woman by the name, about my age probably, I'm 50, I'll be 52 pretty soon, but she's Teresa Smith, and she had a son who was murdered in cold blood by the Anaheim cops. And when you listen to her story, it's like, wow, how can people not hear what's going on, not see what's going on with videos, you know, the local stories that stay local? And the media, what happens is that the media, to get their reporting, they'll go to the cops. So right off the bat, the information is going to be polluted. They go to the cops, and in the case of Teresa Smith's son, her son was an ex-parolee. Now, he was in prison or jail or whatever, prison, I think, for a drug crime. It was a nonviolent crime. And how is it that it's right and just for the media, instead of saying a 36-year-old father of five was gunned down by the Anaheim Police Department? No, it was an ex-parolee. He was innocent. And then the cover-up by the statist drones. You can't believe a thing they say. And, you know, when I would post things on some of these reports, and I say, well, you know, I'd say something that would kind of challenge the status quo, it was as though I was throwing poisonous snakes and black widow spiders at them, because they would come at me with such a vengeance, as though they just wanted to hurt me. I have a friend who posted a two-minute YouTube. His name is Tim Farrell. He posted a two-minute YouTube of how he went through a DUI checkpoint in Las Vegas, and basically he rolled down his window, and he had a camera, and they were asking him, "Have you been drinking?" And he didn't say anything. "Have you been, sir? Have you been drinking?" And he said, "Am I free to go?" And the cop says, "Sergeant Cervantes, we got somebody who doesn't want to answer." So she came over and said, "Sir, we just need to know if you've been drinking." And he says, "What's your name and badge number?" And so she told him, and she says, "So, sir, we just need to know. And as soon as you answer that question, you'll be free to go." And he says, "So I'm not free to go?" And she goes, and then she says, "Ask him again." And the very last time she asked him, he didn't respond. And she said, "Have a nice day, sir." So she just let him go. And the comments, he's probably got like 500,000 views on that. And some of the comments that people post on that, somebody actually said, "I hope you die. I hope your family dies. I hope your children all die. Because how dare you disobey authority?" Are you freaking kidding me? And this is the sort of thing that I had dealt with, which was just piling on and piling on and piling on, to the point where it's like, you know what? I'm just about there where I'm ready to just become a wetback in Mexico. Just go across the border, because I couldn't find my passport. you know what? There is more freedom in Mexico, believe it or not. And people, I could just hear, if you swallow the Kool-Aid propaganda about how horrible it is to live in Mexico, you don't need a prescription to get an antibiotic out there. You don't need thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to get diagnosed and get some kind of decent treatment by a doctor. In fact, I happen to know, being a my parents were of Mexican ethnicity, and I speak Spanish fluently. And throughout my travels, because I've traveled a lot on my motorcycle, I've met some communities that are completely, I wouldn't say completely, because I would say very much anarchy. They don't follow the rules. If they get discovered, they'll go to jail. They'll get caged, where they'll be raped and have their loss of and turned into slaves. But so they're very careful. So I know communities exist in which you have people, say, from south of the border, whether it's Mexico or beyond, even Puerto Rico. Well, Puerto Rico doesn't really apply, but I know of people who have come over this border illegally, or stayed here, gotten here legally, and stayed here illegally, and who are actually bartering with each other. It's like, oh, somebody needs their a tooth removed or something fixed on their teeth. Well, dentists are a fortune because you have to pay for all of the certification and everything. Well, these whole anarchy communities, they're black market. And I say rah-rah. And they have doctors, they have dentists, they have mechanics, and they have these liaisons that they barter with each other. So instead of money, it's like, I'll fix your car if you pull my tooth, kind of a thing. All of this is illegal. So anyways, I'm running a little bit long. I'm at the bottom of the hour. You're listening to Tiger Lily. I'm your humble host for Tiger Lily's Freedom Roar on Freedomizer Radio. I'm going to go to commercial break in a little bit. I do have somebody on Skype that wants to get on. While I'm on the commercial break, I'm going to screen that person. And thank you for holding on, Skyper. And in the meantime, I'm going to see if I could get onto the ads and do a little ad. And my show today is going to be, I'm going to be announcing who, I've got two big-time kick-ass activists who are going to be my guests next month. And I'm very, very excited to announce who they are. And I have a little promo for one of them a little bit. So with that, you're listening to Tiger Lily, and I'll be back in two.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
In today's economy, the ability to access data quickly can mean the difference between success and failure. Maximum Archive's MyDrive service lets you have access to your data from just about any device and pretty much anywhere. MyDrive makes sure that when it counts, you can get what you need, because failure's not an option. Sign up for MyDrive today at MaximumArchive.com. Use partner code Freedomizer at checkout and help fund the Freedomizer Radio Network. That's MaximumArchive.com.
Hello again, Freedomist. Proof is here, and I want to talk to you about a brand new soda maker called SodaStream. Now, the Proof House has had SodaStream for about a year, and we love the thing. We use it quite often. With SodaStream, you can have fresh-made soda in seconds. One of the big things we like about it is that there's no high-fructose corn syrup and no aspartame. There's over 60 flavors, or you can create your own. Not just sodas, they also have iced teas and energy drinks. Here at the Proof House, we make egg cream sodas all the time. Some other facts to consider here, there's no electricity, no more wasted bottles and cans, and the most important thing is that it tastes great. Keep in mind, too, this is a perfect family present for Christmas, or, hey, just surprise the family with something great. Also, for a limited time, there's free shipping. So go to FreedomizerRadio.com and look for the SodaStream link, and I hope you check out the product. That's SodaStream right on FreedomizerRadio.com. Hello everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know about our brand new sponsor, Silver Leaf Tea. Now, as you guys know that have listened to me for years, I am a tea aficionado. I have hundreds of different flavors and styles at my house, and Silver Leaf has exactly the kind of stuff that I look for. I love loose tea, great antioxidants. I just love the taste of it, and this Silver Leaf has black, they have green, they have white, they have organic. Great for hot tea and iced tea. Silver Leaf Tea, it's right on our website, freedomizerradio.com. And check it out and order it. Silver Leaf Tea. Please learn more about Freedomizer Radio by going to freedomizerradio.com. And also Facebook us right at freedomizerradio.com. Catch you there.
And I'm back. Thank you all for staying put. This is Tiger Lily, your host for Tiger Lily's Freedom Hour on Freedomizer Radio. I've got a couple of people that we're holding, and I talked to them during the commercial break. One of them is Cookie. She says to say hi to everybody. Cookie is See the Powers' right-hand person in the mornings, and she just wanted everybody to know that she's tuning in and hanging out. And I also have a friend by the name of Thunder, who's from Illinois. Welcome. Thanks for tuning in, Thunder. He is a motorcycle activist. Well, that's how we met, through motorcycle activism circles. And he said that he's unable to hear the broadcast through freedomizerradio.com. So a couple of things for troubleshooting. He said he was using Chrome. There's another browser. We've had issues, evidently, with Firefox and Internet Explorer to use the Freedomizer Radio to tune in online. The one that was recommended was Maxthon. Is that the way you call it? Maxthon, M-A-X-T-H-O-N. I didn't know anything about that. In fact, I just recently found out about Chrome. I'm going to be using Chrome for other things. Just make sure that when you get onto the website, that there's a little box. If you scroll down to the middle or so, there's a box that says Blog Talk Radio. It's kind of blue, white, and black, and there's a little streaming thing in there with a circle on it and a little play button on it, so you click on that to have it go. So, I totally understand, and I empathize with that because I had issues, and I couldn't, it wasn't working for me, and I think it was more of a Firefox issue because that's what I was using. So, anywho, thank you all for tuning in, and I've got several callers that are just listening in on the studio. I was talking, I'm very thankful to Cheryl for letting me, she gave me first dibs to, for this slot. This is her time slot. She gave me first dibs because my radio show is on at the top of the hour for an hour, so I'm back on from noon until 1 Pacific time. And I was telling before the commercial break that I started with Freedomizer Radio about a year ago last month. So I think I did the Christmas show, the New Year's Day show, and I really enjoyed it. But about 4 months ago, I just had to stop. I was just on overload because I had so much information that was just bogging me down. I had described my experience kind of like learning that Santa Claus doesn't exist. 2 years ago, I discovered that that police officers aren't about serving and protecting. They're all about keeping the increasing and maintaining and increasing the control of the elected officials. So this whole idea that and people, I love it when people say, well, you know, if you didn't vote, you can't complain. Well, you know what? If you voted, I am complaining because I didn't vote. This is the one time I did not vote, one of the very few times, because it's been a whole process for me. And what one of the things that has really helped me, besides my wow pills, and I talked about the wow pills at the top of the show, I'm taking these natural supplements that are really helping me as I detoxify from all the stuff that I had been taking in my past. Stuff like Zoloft, which was prescribed to me many years ago by my shrink, by my first shrink, when I was a registered nurse, because I had anger issues against doctors. Because doctors, oh my gosh, they have such arrogant, overblown egos. And, you know, a lot of people have, unless you're a nurse or you work closely with doctors, you have no idea how incredibly wretched that profession can be and typically is. When I was had one of my sessions with my first, I've had two shrinks, but with my first one, and I would tell him, he said, yeah, a lot of them are pretty nasty to shrinks, too, because it's like, you know, the higher on the food chain that they think they are, like the neurosurgeons, they would be the worst as far as, you know, don't ask me anything. I mean, don't question me. And isn't that what cops do? And isn't that what we do to each other sometimes? It's like, why on earth are you questioning authority? I mean, for heaven's sake, don't you know that Jesus Christ came down for your sins and all, you know, or whatever superstition it is that they're going to profess? Don't you know that this is our democracy system and that the democracy is the best thing that there is, you know, and don't you know that you're an American and Americans are great and we have freedom and blah, blah, blah? Well, let me clue you guys in. United States of America has more people in prison per capita than any other nation on the planet. And 4/5 of those that are caged got there for nonviolent so-called crimes. Over half of them are there for the war on drugs. There are some statistics that are just astounding. And when I'm better prepared, I'll recite those, because we need to drill it into home to people that are in the United States that are rah-rahing and just, you know, shaking the flag, saying, oh, yeah, we're the best. Well, not anymore. Or maybe not ever. And we need to rid ourselves of these superstitions. I think it was last week I did a show and I videotaped it and I put it on my YouTube. And in it I titled it, okay, I confess, I'm a Steph groupie. Stephane Molyneux is a philosopher. And if Thunder is still listening, let me get back on here in my studio. Yes, he is. Thunder noticed, he's one of the people who read my articles and gave me some nice feedback. Stephane Molyneux is a Canadian philosopher. He's the biggest name on the web. And he has, his philosophy is basically know thine self first. It's very similar to Socrates. And Thunder turned me on to this information also, that he belongs or has belonged for 30 years to some kind of an organization that is philosophically based. And so it just the things that I'm hearing from people all across the country is that, you know, the things that I'm saying, a lot of people are very quick to throw rotten eggs at me in public and to throw nasty tomatoes at me, or to, you know, I've been called every name in the book. The one that hurt me the most was old hag. It's like, really? I got great genes as far as, you know, I haven't aged that much for my age. But the people get so irate that other people who may agree with me, they're not going to stand up for me. They're not going to risk the ostracization. I don't know if I pronounced that word correctly. English is my second language. But they're not going to risk that to stick up for me publicly. And I have had a number of people, and that's kind of, it really does help. A number of people who have, you know, sent me emails and said, you know, thank you for what you do and stuff. And, but everybody is at a different place of awareness. And in my opinion, the person who with whom I agree with the most is probably Stefan Molyneux and my friend Bill Buford, who is the founder of ZeroGov.com. Now, I met him because of that Jose Garena memorial service that I told you all that I went to about 18 months ago, where he was slaughtered. He was an innocent victim who was slaughtered by the Pima County, Arizona SWAT team. And there was the memorial service was held by Stuart Rhodes, who is the founder of Oathkeepers.org. And there were a lot of Oath Keepers in there. And these Oath Keepers are very much wanting to get back to the Founding Fathers' principles of our Constitution. And while I used to be of that mindset, I'm past that now. Because historically there has never been a government that was able to go from a big government to a small government. Quite the opposite. Every government gets bigger and bigger and bigger. As evidenced by our government in 1776, that was small. And because it was so small, I think that it helped unleash the inventive genius of our population here in this geographical part of the world that we call America. And because of the lack of restrictions and the government being so small, and because of the separation of church and state, that's why we were so innovative and we did so much stuff. But as we became innovative and we started to increase our economy, well, somewhere down the road, somebody invented taxation or imposed that on us. And it was supposed to be temporary. Yeah, right. How much percent of your money goes to the government? 18 months ago, when I heard Bill Buford, that's where I met him at the Jose Garena Memorial, he said that out of every $14 of our federal income, $1 goes to the jail system. And we've got so many people in prison that at the rate that if we keep going at that rate, there's just not going to be anybody left to pay for the prisoners and for the prison system. It's just outrageous. So I wanted to talk. Let me go back into my little ad here. I mean, my little promo that I wanted to share with everybody. Sorry, I'm not a very good multitasker as I navigate the studio and talk. There is a heroic man by the name of, let me see, Antonio Bueller. He is, I think he's 35, 36 years old. And a year ago, it was January 1st. 2012, so it was just the very start of this year, 2012, that he was in Austin. He was a designated driver, and he was running some people home, some friends home, and he stopped to get some gasoline, and he witnessed these Austin police manhandling a woman. She was cuffed from behind, and the cops are lifting her up by her cuffs. And that's a very painful maneuver. And when he saw that, he stuck up for her, and he said, hey, what the hell? And they arrested those Austin cops arrested her and arrested him, and arrested him for interfering. He did something very clever. He went on Craigslist and he says, if anybody has any footage of this, I would greatly appreciate it, because it's basically his word against theirs. Please come forward. And thankfully, somebody did come forward, and he's got some video. And he released the video to the media, Austin media. And from there became his awakening. He was somewhere where I was. He's a compassionate person who served. He was graduated from West Point, and he served his country. And he, you know, he's a school teacher, and he has just grown exponentially from that experience to today. And it's my honor that I'm going to have him on my radio show on the 7th of December. I haven't 100% confirmed it, but I'm pretty sure he said the December the 7th would be great. So I will, as soon as I'm sure of it, I will do a little promotion stuff for him, because I really want to get his insight about what he's doing. He's doing some amazing, amazing, amazing work in Austin. Now, the work that he does is he's mobilized grassroots activists to get accountability by those cops locally out there. And it's just an amazing stuff that he's doing. Let me air, and see if I can find it. Yes, let me air a 1 minute, 11-second clip of the most recent coverage that he got from one of the news stations locally there in Austin.
Austin police respond to complaints about the arrest of a local activist.
How you doing, Anthony? Antonio.
Early Sunday morning, officers arrested Antonio Bueller. He's the founder of the Peaceful Streets Project, which takes video of police actions around Austin. One member of the group shot this video, which is now posted on YouTube. Bueller was in the street taking video of officers during an arrest. An officer tells him to back up several times, and that led to this.
This is your last warning, sir. You're under arrest.
The officer handcuffed Bueller, and he spent most of Sunday in jail. Yesterday, dozens of people from the Peaceful Streets Project rallied against the officer's decision to arrest Bueller. This afternoon, Austin police defended the officer's actions.
The department takes a very strong stance on interference because it is something to where it becomes very dangerous for not only the officers but those that we're dealing with.
Bueller was also arrested back on New Year's Eve after he took pictures of APD officers who stopped a woman suspected of a DWI.
Yes, and that's who my guest is going to be. And I'll tell you a little bit more about him when I get back from the break. If you want to call into the show, it's area code 347-324-3704. And I do have one person that I'm going to screen. And but in the meantime, stay tuned. You're listening to Tiger Lily on Tiger Lily's Freedom War. This is Freedomizer Radio.
There's a saying that the only thing certain in life is death and taxes. Well, they should include hard drive failure as well. You can ensure your data is safe by using Maximum Archive's online backup solution. By securely backing up the Maximum Archive servers, your data is protected from fire, theft, or simple hard disk failure. Don't let your data go unprotected. Sign up for Maximum Archive today. Use partner code Freedomizer at checkout time and help fund the Freedomizer Radio Network. That's MaximumArchive.com.
Hey guys, Proof here. Guess what? I just got a cell phone. Hey, for everyone that knows me, I'm not a fan of cell phones, but I just signed up with a company called SolarBay. And SolarBay is offering a plan right now with unlimited phone, text, and web for only $49 a month. Plus, if you refer a friend or two, you get a discounted rate for everyone you refer. for as long as they have Solove, not just for the first month, but for the whole time that person has Solove. You sign up enough people, and Solove pays you every month. What other cell phone company is going to pay you for service? Anyway, go to solove.com/freedomizer. That's Solove, solave.com/freedomizer. Learn all about it. Plus, if you sign up before October 31st, you will get this month free. And another kicker, if you sign up three people under you, you'll get another month for free as well. Plus, they're going to pay you cash. Anyway, solave.com/freedomizer.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where freedomizers freedomize freedom.
And I'm back. This is Tiger Lily. Thank you for sticking by. I'm your show host for Tiger Lily's Freedom Roar on Freedomizer Radio this Black Friday. It is the 23rd of November, 2012, and it is 11:55 a.m. Actually, that's my time. It's, I guess, what is it in Pacific time? 11:55 Pacific time? Oh, no, 10:55 Pacific time. Okay, because I'm in Mountain time. I live in Utah. I call it Polygamyville, Utah, because I'm such a troublemaker, and my husband's and my family's a little bit paranoid that we're gonna get our house droned because of all of the stuff that I do to piss off the status quo. Just before I got onto the break, I was talking about Bueller, Antonio Bueller. He's gonna be my guest, I believe, on the 7th of December, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. And I was just talking about a little bit about his journey, and I haven't spoken to him. I've seen him on television because he's been on, what is it, the Alex Jones show, because he's from Austin. But his awakening and what he has done since he was awakened 11 months ago is just absolutely astounding. He's created an organization, a grassroots organization, to get accountability by the cops there in Austin. Now, Texas is not an open carry state, because when I do my activism in Nevada and now in Utah, both of Nevada and Utah are open carry friendly states, which means you can carry a weapon. I carry a 45, a loaded 45. Springer LD or XD? It's an LD, I think. And it's a big old gun. And you have to know all the rules and everything so that you know, to minimize the complications that you're going to have. But one thing that I've noticed that when you do activism, when you're packing heat, it is much less likely that you're going to be abused by one of these tards. Now, I promised I wouldn't say pig tards anymore. So when I didn't say pig tard, I said tard. My husband said, you just said pig tard. So what tard stands for, tyrannical armed robotic device. That's what I mean when I say tard. These tards, when they see an open carrier, they will think twice before they arrest. And I'll tell you, there was just one time when I was being an open carrier and I was videotaping, in which a police officer, two of them, ganged up on me. They handcuffed me. They had me there for 54 minutes out on the side of the road and just violated the crap out of me. But I held my ground. The one police officer, you know, they have this, they want to maintain control. And they're bullies. They're just statist drones, tards, tyrannic armed robotic devices. That's what they are. And the one police officer says, you, sit on the curb. And I said, oh, hell no, you're going to have to shove me to the ground because I've got a gigantic hemorrhoid and I will bleed to death. So it's on you if I bleed to death. That shook him up so badly that he said, well, then stand against the wall. So I stood against the wall. I had a puppy that I was walking, and I had my purse, my puppy, and my gun and my camera. And it's a long story, but why I did it. And it wasn't just to piss them off. I knew that they were up to no good. and I was there to be a concerned citizen for the victims of the of those tards. But I frazzled them so much, you know, with my statement and with and you have this sense of power when you got a loaded weapon like that, you know. And since I was against the wall, they had forgotten that I still had my camera in my hand. So they had told me to turn it off. I did turn it off. But while I was there and they were freaking out, not knowing what to do with this crazy open carrying old lady, I turned my camera back on. And I got about 37 minutes of raw footage. And I got some juicy stuff. But going back to Antonio Bueller, Texas is not an open carry state. Therefore, it's the tyranny that is being experienced out there, I think, is much more grave. It's like citizens and activists are deprived of one more tool. And the tool, not necessarily, I don't carry because I intend to use my gun. I carry to repel cops and criminals. And that would be an excellent tool. As I was reading some of Antonio Bueller's stuff and some of the work that he's doing, he's going out to DUI checkpoints out there, and he was arrested. He's been arrested two more times because he's been so involved. But what he does is, you know, he's arrested, and then somebody else behind him gets arrested, and then there's a third person that's videotaping everything, because when they get arrested, they get their video cameras confiscated. So when I talk to him, I'm going to try to make a point to remind myself to tell him that one way that I resolved that issue, because, you know, I was at a courthouse, I guess not too long ago, about a couple of months ago, I was at a courthouse where I filed a small claims lawsuit against the first two cops that ever gave me a helmet citation. And I was treated so badly by the bureaucrats there, the window lady. Long story short, I busted out with my camera. I mean, there's no law against it. And when the clerk saw that I was recording her, she freaked out. And then she told me to stand over there. She said, well, can I talk to your supervisor? Oh, yeah, sure. And so I could tell that I was being ignored. Now, this was like 11 o'clock in the morning. They don't close until 4. So I thought, oh, these bitches, they're going to keep me here until like 3:55. So I did some quick thinking because I hadn't eaten all day. And so I thought, you know, I'm just going to get my cameras out. I had like my phone camera and another camera. And so when the civil servants were coming out of the authorized only room, you know, there's a door that says authorized only. So that's where all they would be coming out for their lunch breaks or their civil service shuffle breaks, I call them. They'd come out and I'd say, oh, excuse me, are you the supervisor? No. And then I was like recording them. Well, 20 seconds after the first one saw me do that, there was a gang of marshals that showed up over there. And they came at me. There was six of them. They came at me. Oh, my God, you guys. It was terrible. One of them was like 6'5", 6'6". These are like RoboCop tards. And he said, give me that camera. And I said, what's the point? It's live streaming. And I totally lied. I don't give a damn. You know, they say you're not supposed to lie to them. Well, I'll bluff my way if it's a matter of me going back to jail, because I spent 24 hours in jail one time. The one time I wasn't packing heat, which is why I'll never go leave my home without it if I'm going to be doing anything that deals with cops. So the one cop forced me to give him my driver's license. And I said, why? I'm not even driving. Well, but I didn't want to go to jail because I did not trust these guys. And I was bluffing about the live streaming, and they could have confiscated everything. And it would have just been my word against them. And who knows if there would have been any brave people that would have seen that, because I was going to use Antonio Bueller's technique and say, get on Craigslist and say, hey, did anybody see a crazy woman get arrested out there at the courthouse? And see if anybody got any, you know, footage on their cell phones. So that's the thing. Texas is deprived of an extra tool to use to level the playing field, which is why it's so important to, why gun rights are so important. And as I've been studying Antonio Bueller these last few days, I came to realize that he's gone through a tremendous transformation himself, very much like mine, although his has been a lot quicker, and he's way up there. I mean, he is doing stuff that is just impressive as heck. But he's actually on the Wikipedia. If you Google his name, Antonio Bueller. Let me see if I can. It's Bueller. There's a whole thing about him, and it's just amazing. The chronology of what he's done. But according to that Wikipedia, it says that he was a supporter of John McCain. And then when Obama was sworn in, he was, you know, hopeful that, you know, for some change, like everybody else, like even I was hoping. And then he decided to, I guess he turned libertarian like I did. And now he's talking about voluntarism, which is code really for anarchy. Now, I don't use that word lightly. Anarchy has been bastardized. Remember when if you're in your 40s or 50s like I am or older, you'll know that back in the day when we were in grade school, the word queer just meant different, weird, unusual. Oh, she's so queer. Well, now queer has a completely different meaning. Well, it's the same with the word anarchy. Anarchy has been taken to mean chaos, revolt, violent revolt. But anarchy really isn't that. It's about two fundamental principles, which is you own yourself, you own the fruits of your labor, and the non-initiation of force or aggression against another human being. Stuff that we learned from high school, from grade school. So, anyhow, let me read a little bit about Antonio Bueller. There's a wonderful article on Pixic, P-I-X-I-Q, if you Google that. Or I'll try to drop the link in a little bit. This article was written by Carlos Miller. He's the other big surprise that I wanted to share with you guys. He committed to be my guest on December the 21st, I believe. So I'm really, really, really excited about him. He's been an activist for years. He was a reporter for the Miami Herald, I believe. He's out of Florida. And he has a fantastic website called pixiq.com. And his theme is, it's not against the law to record police officers. So I'm really looking forward to interviewing him, but it seems like everything is getting connected. It's like Bueller has met Carlos Miller, and Bueller, I see that he's a voluntarist or a voluntarist, somebody who believes in a voluntary society. And I met another person by the name of markstevens.net. Mark is M-A-R-C, stevens.net. He is another person that I just discovered, not on my own, but, you know, just it's like the law of attraction kind of a thing. People, I send out my articles and stuff, and one person on this one website, to respond to the article that I wrote in which I poured out my heart, all he did was put markstevens.net. So my husband opened it up because, you know, I'm kind of flighty, and he says, oh, Lily, you got to take a look at this. So he emailed that to me. And, wow, Mark Stevens is a man after my own heart. He is doing some serious stuff to expose what's going on in America and really around the world. And after researching him a little bit, I realized that he's also a supporter or somebody who agrees with the philosophies of Stefan Molyneux. Now, I said Stefan Molyneux is the biggest name in philosophy on the web. He is. He's got, right now he's got almost 13 million views on his YouTube channel alone. And he's got a radio show. He's got a blog. He's got all kinds of, he's got a podcast. He's throwing monkey poop out there everywhere, and it's sticking. And I just love it. So it's like everywhere I turn, it seems like, every time I see that somebody gets it, that the solution isn't to go back to a constitution that was created by a few slave owners 230, 40 years ago, I get encouraged. It's like, wow. It's very, very encouraging, and it makes me feel optimistic. Let me read to you what Carlos Miller wrote about Antonio Bueller, who's going to be my guest on the 7th. The Austin Police Department introduced a training bulletin last month meant to educate officers on how to legally deal with citizens who record them in public. But all it did was allow officers to create their own laws in order to justify arresting these citizens. Okay, I'm going to go off the script a little bit to give you a little bit of insight. Carlos Miller is writing about the Austin police revealing pattern of abuse against citizens who record. So Antonio Bueller has pioneered this grassroots organization to just get out there with video recorders and start recording. And Carlos Miller is a big advocate. He's one of the pioneers of this whole, you know, recording is not illegal movement. And I think everybody, before you leave your house, anytime you're in any public situation or go driving your car or anything, you should always, 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 always have a recording device. You never know when you're going to need it. And if you don't, even if I bluff my way to where, you know, I know it's you're not supposed to lie to officers. Well, I usually don't. I'm not completely innocent on that, but because I bluffed my way when I said that that I was streaming something live, and I said it only to defend myself. That was just like a last resort because I don't like to lie. But these guys. Let me see. Let me just go back to Austin Police Revealing Pattern. Let's see. Okay, so the Austin Police Department introduced a training bulletin that was supposed to educate officers on how to legally deal with citizens who record them in public. But all it did was allow officers to create their own laws in order to justify arresting these citizens. See, you guys, that's what happens in states like, especially like Texas and Illinois and, you know, these states where you don't have really any right to bear arms or anything, and the police state is just completely out of control. They have these meetings, and they try to just because a sheriff signs something, all of a sudden it's gold. Are you kidding me? In Las Vegas, when I was doing reporting for a motorcycle magazine, I had a couple of complaints from some of the people who would get the free magazine. They said that Metro, Las Vegas Police Department, sting operations, or they were called Vipers, vehicle identification something, they'd go into these shops, these mom-and-pop shops, and say that they were there to search, to make sure that they didn't have any stolen motorcycles or scooters or anything. And so these business owners would say, oh, okay, and because the cops would give them this letter that says, here it is, signed by the sheriff. I don't even know if the sheriff actually signed it, but it was a letter on the sheriff's letterhead that said, you have to let us let us do this pursuant to this law. But what they did is they only quoted half of the law. The rest of the law said it had to be consensual. And that's what they didn't say. That's what they kept off of that letter. So these business owners, not wanting to lose their licenses, their business licenses, they went on ahead and would let them search. And that's how they recovered. I think there was one place I told the wife, I says, oh, wow, you know, that's really not cool. And she said, well, you know what, we have nothing to hide. And I just let her go on and on and on. But that's not the issue. This is your private business, and these guys, these thugs, don't have the authority to do that. And I know that, you know, that if they, as business owners, start messing with the establishment, these tards, these tyrannically armed robotic devices, if they start arguing with them, these guys will go to their enablers and say, find a reason to close them down. So they'll start messing with them, whether it's the tax, you know, their taxes or their license, if they have a business license, if they have a liquor's license, whatever it is, they will torture them. Now, isn't that what was happening during the King George era? Didn't it happen again in the South when the Yankees beat the Confederates? These Yankees were going into people's homes in the South and all this tyrannical stuff that was going on. So here these guys in Austin, these cops, these tards, were creating their own laws to justify arresting these citizens. And that was so continuing on with the article, and that was probably the intent of it, considering they are dealing with the growing number of activists who record them in public, including one incident in which activist Antonio Bueller outed an undercover cop on video last month. That same cop, Justin Berry, arrested Bueller two nights later while in uniform, marking the second time since January that Bueller had been arrested for recording cops. It was an obvious case of retaliation for the video that exposed him in a popular bar area targeting young underage women who were consuming alcohol. And it's cool because Carlos Miller, who's the author of this article that I'm reading, has the YouTubes of the raw data that you can actually see these activists recording these cops. Okay, continuing on with Carlos Miller's article about Antonio Bueller. 2 days later, Austin police sent out the memo stating that even though citizens have the right to record them in public, police have the right to arrest them for, quote, interference of public duties if they don't move back when ordered, even if they are already standing at a respectable and reasonable distance from the investigation, as Bueller was during his second arrest. You guys, let me just backtrack here and just mention that Carlos Mueller said that police have the right to arrest them. No, we have to remind these tards that they do, while they're on the color of law, they do not have rights. They have authority. We supposedly are the ones that have rights, but obviously we don't, because if we did, we wouldn't be where we are in the police state. Going on with the article, they then announced that they are working on a policy that would prevent citizens from recording them from within 50 feet, which shows their audacity towards the Constitution. Even though they eventually had to admit that there was no legal way they could enforce a 50-foot rule, they stated they would leave it up to the officers as to how far back citizens should stand when recording. Now, as I read this, you guys, Carlos Miller has all of his sources duly cited and linked on this article. I'll continue on. So it's not surprising that police arrested Bueller a third time last Friday while he was recording a DUI traffic stop. Then they arrested his friend, Sarah Dickerson, for recording the arrest. Although police confiscated and have yet to return their cameras, both arrests were captured on video by a third activist who was standing further back, which you can view above. Way to go. Oh, my gosh. That's the way to do it. I mean, in light of the fact that they can't openly carry their weapons like we can in Nevada and Arizona and New Mexico and Utah, then having a multi-layer approach of cameras is what it takes. When I talk to Antonio, I hope I get a chance to tell him that he needs to start live streaming that stuff, because I bet you if he had been live streaming, that would already be public information for everybody. And there is no reason why that cannot be public information. And what these TARDs try to tell you when you're at a DUI checkpoint, and I've been to several of them in the Las Vegas area, they try to tell you that you can't record because it infringes upon the suspect's privacy. Are you kidding me? And even the suspects, they don't realize that, you know, they're embarrassed. Oh, my gosh, you know, I'm having to do the clown test. How embarrassing. Look, somebody's with a camera. How embarrassing. Well, you know what? If you see an ordinary person videotaping and you are at a DUI stop and you're being checked because you submitted yourself to the clown test, you better be grateful somebody's there, a third party. Because they're there for you. They're not there for the TARDs. I guarantee you. When they are being recorded, they are on their best behavior. In fact, the last time that I was at a DUI checkpoint, I was extra ballsy like that time. And I had my big ass gun, and I had a number of video cameras. And I was right there. I was right there in their grill. And one man, he was there, he was a Latino, and he was there with his wife, going through a checkpoint with his wife and his baby in a car seat and his mother-in-law. He was Latino. The mother-in-law didn't speak English. The wife did. And, you know, it looked like a decent family. And so the cop asked him if he had had anything to drink, and he said, well, yeah, I had one beer, but... he was also taking some allergy medication. So he says, well, then I'm going to have to, and this is what they like to say, I'm going to have to search you. I'm going to have to test you. No, they don't have to. You have to, you know, and the laws are different in every state and everything, so know them and everything. But that's why you don't answer. You have a right not to answer. So if the cop would have asked him, have you been drinking? The better response is, am I free to go? And then they think that he's one of the activists. Otherwise, he ends up how he was. And so there were the whole time we were there, they had thousands. They went through thousands of cars. They detained thousands of cars, and I think they arrested one person. And they did the clown test on maybe three or four, and he was one of them. And the reason they only got one arrest is because there were a whole bunch of us with guns and with cameras to make them accountable to we the people. So while this guy was being tested, the wife and the mother-in-law and the baby were sitting in these chairs put out there by the Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, because they get in cahoots with these government TARDs to take away our liberties in the name of so-called safety. So while they were while the cop was doing the clown test, and I was right there in their grill, or there were people. There were a number of people videotaping. I was I went over and talked in Spanish to the mother-in-law and to the wife, and I was talking in Spanish, and the little Nazi supervisor, short little guy, blonde, in uniform, he told me he demanded that I get off of the premises. And I says, do you own it? And he said, you need to get off of here. I'm not going to argue with you anymore. I said, all right. So then I backed off because I didn't want to get arrested. And my friends were busy videotaping the Latino that was getting the clown test. And other activists were with their signs saying, cops ahead. I waited for the guy to be released. He was released. And I went over to him and I says, do you mind if I ask you some questions? And he goes, sure. And I says, can you tell me how it went? He goes, oh, everything was fine. And I says, so you passed your test? He goes, yeah. And I says, so how do you feel about having submitted yourself to this test? And he said, well, okay, well, like they said, you know, it's dangerous to drive and drink. You know, if it wasn't me, it could be somebody else that would kill me. And, you know, I have a baby. I don't want anybody to kill my baby. So he was... And I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God, the indoctrination. All it is behavior modification. So they convinced this guy that it was for his family's good that he got searched and detained and violated. Well, of course, it's not technically violated if you consent, right? And then he said something that really, really affected me. He said... He said, the cop told me that ordinarily I probably would have gotten a ticket or a DUI, but because there's so many reporters out here that I lucked out. So I hope this gentleman went home and he thought about this whole thing and how his life would have been ruined by having a DUI in this horrible, horrible economy and how these tards organize and go into the lowest income communities because they mess with the lowest hanging fruit. You don't see them blockading the strip. Oh no, that's where the money is. You've been listening to Tiger Lily, and I've got another half hour to go. I'm going to go to commercial break. And thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to call in, it's area code 347-324-3704. It is Black Friday, November the 23rd, 2012. And I've got another half hour to the top of the hour. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll be back.
Hello, everyone. Proof here again. I want to let you know about our brand new sponsor, Silver Leaf Tea. Now, as you guys know that have listened to me for years, I am a tea aficionado. I have hundreds of different flavors and styles at my house, and Silver Leaf has exactly the kind of stuff that I look for. I love loose tea, great antioxidants. I just love the taste of it, and this Silver Leaf has black, they have green, they have white, they have organic. Great for hot tea and iced tea. Silver Leaf Tea, it's right on our website, freedomizerradio.com. And check it out and order it. Silver Leaf Tea. Hey guys, Proof here. Guess what? I just got a cell phone. Hey, for everyone that knows me, I'm not a fan of cell phones, but I just signed up with a company called Solavay. And Solavay is offering a plan right now with unlimited phone, text, and web for only $49 a month. Plus, if you refer a friend or two, you get a discounted rate for everyone you refer for as long as they have Solavay, not just for the first month, but for the whole time that person has Solavay. You sign up enough people, and Solavay pays you every month. What other cell phone company is going to pay you for service? Anyway, go to solavay.com/freedomizer. That's Solavay, Solavei.com/freedomizer. Learn all about it. Plus, if you sign up before October 31st, you will get this month free. And another kicker, if you sign up three people under you, you'll get another month for free as well. Plus, they're going to pay you cash. Anyway, solavay.com/freedomizer.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where freedomizers freedomize freedom.
And I'm back. This is Tiger Lily. Thank you for sticking by and tuning in to Tiger Lily's Freedom Roar. I'm your humble show host for today and on Freedomizer Radio. If you want to call in, the number is 347-324-3704. And, of course, if you want to listen online, you could just go to freedomizerradio.com. The best browser to use to have it work effectively is called Maxathon. Maxathon. M-A-X-T-H-O-N. Because we've had issues with people not being able to log on to it, okay, and listen to it that way. So you can either listen by going into freedomizerradio.com. Using that browser is the most effective way, or you can just call in and listen. It's 347-324-3704. You can actually call in if you got those unlimited minutes. Just call in and just tune in if you have to leave your computer and take a potty break or go run errands or something and use your cell phone to so that you don't miss stuff. So anyways, I want to thank you all for tuning in. I'm at the bottom of the hour. It is Black Friday, and I hope you guys had a nice Turkey Day yesterday. My family celebrated Turkey Day a week ago Sunday because my daughter was visiting from Texas with my 17-month-old grandson. It was so exciting. So I've had enough turkey for about a month, I think. But I hope you guys are enjoying your day off if you've got it off, and if you're tuning in wherever you are in the world. There is a lot to be grateful for. I think we as a nation and really around the globe, we are waking up to some realities. And I think it's thanks to the cyber world, thanks to the internet, that people are waking up and they're looking things up. Instead of just taking the drone's word for everything, they're waking up and they're realizing that something isn't right. And people are seeking truth. And the best truth conveyor, in my opinion, on the planet today is a philosopher. He's the biggest name on the web. His name is Stefan Molyneux. And he's got, just on his YouTube alone, he's approaching 13 million views just on his YouTube channel alone. He's got books. He lives a very free lifestyle. He's the closest philosopher historically that comes closest to his style is probably Socrates, because he's very much of know thine self first, the father of philosophy. Well, I thought it was Aristotle, but anyways, my husband says, who knows, they're all Greek to me. He's my co-host over here helping me out. But he's got a book that I highly recommend called On Truth. If you go to freedomainradio.com, because he's got a radio show on Sundays, and he's got and a podcast, and everything he does is free. And, you know, a lot of people have this idea that if it's free, then it's not worth reading. But, you know, everything I've read of his has been so powerful and has really opened my eyes to see things. I don't agree 100% with everything. I agree maybe 99.5%. And every month it goes up another point or another 0.01. I'm not a mathematician, obviously. But I am grateful to know and encouraged to know that so many people are awakening, and two people that are very much awake. One is Antonio Bueller, that I was talking about him, and I just dropped the link to his information on Wikipedia on the chat. And the other one is Carlos Miller. Now, Antonio Bueller has just been awakened into this kind of the activism to our statism, to the corruption and the vileness that is our government, or this thing that we call government. He's been awakened for a year, because on the 1st of January of 2012, he was the designated driver, and he experienced a really horrific experience with the Austin Police Department. And since then, he has started a grassroots movement that is just going viral. and I'm very pleased that that he agreed to be on my show on December the 7th, I believe. So stay tuned. And my show isn't posted yet on freedomizerradio.com, but it will be any day now. So look for Tiger Lily's Freedom Roar, and from there you'll be able to find all my information and know what I'm doing in my podcast and my YouTube channel and my blog and all of that. So I encourage you to do that, and I'd appreciate it. So let me continue. And I was talking about this article that was written by the other guest that has agreed to come on to my show. His name is Carlos Miller. He's been an activist for several years now. He was a reporter for the Miami Herald, I believe, and he's got an awesome website called Pick. I don't know how to pronounce it. Pixic. It's PIXIQ.com, and his thing is it is not illegal to record police officers. So he videotapes them and he takes pictures of them, and he's been doing that for several years, and he's been arrested I don't know how many times. So he's got a lot of experience at this. So when Antonio Bueller got his awakening that fateful New Year's Eve, when he was designated driver and he was arrested for trying to come to the rescue of a lady that was being handcuffed and lifted up by the handcuffs behind her back. I mean, can you imagine that maneuver? That had to have been painful. And she was screaming, and Antonio Bueller kind of came to his rescue. Well, the next thing you know, Antonio Bueller's in the back of the paddy wagon, and he did some quick thinking and got him put out a notice on Craigslist and said, anybody who saw that, please let me know if you have some video or something, or you'd like to step forward as a witness or what have you. Well, he got, I think, not one or two, maybe even three people who came forward who had videotape footage of his arrest. So the stuff that these tards were saying was completely false. Go figure. Go figure that our tards that serve and protect are here to serve and protect themselves and the status quo. Or as my friend Bill Buport, founder of ZeroGov.com, says, he calls it the status quo. So let me continue with this article about Antonio Bueller, written by Carlos Miller. Let's see. Although police confiscated have not yet to return their cameras. Both arrests were captured on video by a third activist who was standing further back, which you can view above. Now, let me just recap for anybody who's just tuning in. Antonio has been arrested three times now, and this is an article about his third arrest in which he went to a DUI checkpoint in Austin or somewhere in Texas, probably near Austin, and he was videotaping, and they arrested him, and then they arrested the person that was close to him who was also videotaping, but there was a third person who didn't get caught. And so Carlos Miller, as he's doing this, he shows all of the raw footage from the videography that was taking place. So all three activists are members of the Peaceful Streets Project. That's an organization launched by Bueller after his first arrest in the early hours of New Year's Day, where he is still facing 10 years prison for allegedly spitting in the face of an Austin police officer named Pat Obrisky. And, you know, guys, I'm going off this thing here, but he did not spit in his face. That is just a lie. And but these cops will lie. And they thought they could get away with it because, you know, he was just a guy. They didn't know anything about him. You know, he was, if you look at Antonio Bueller, he's a guy who he's in his 30s, and he's got long hair. I mean, he's tall, he's good looking, but you know, he was the designated driver, and he's got a commanding personality because I know he graduated from West Point. He's a West Point graduate, and he did his he served in the military and all of that. So, but they don't know all of that. All they know is that, you know, here's this guy with long hair who dares not obey when he was told to, you know, back off. How dare he? So on the police report, this guy just lied and said that he spit on him. So, you know, the truth will come out. And there's also, by the way, If you go to his, he's got a Facebook page. I'll see if I can find it before I close, or I'll put it on the, after I get out of my, after I close out here, I will go find that Facebook page and link it on the chat for you guys. Continuing on with the article from Carlos Miller, the January incident was unknowingly caught on video by a random citizen across the street, which revealed that Obrovsky was assaulting Bueller rather than the other way around, as he had written in his report. Bueller, 35, is a West Point graduate who became an Army lieutenant before earning an MBA from Stanford, so he's not afraid of a challenge. He has been relentless in shining a light on police abuse, building a huge following while doing it. The third arrest. Obrovsky, the cop who arrested him in January, was also involved in his latest arrest Friday, in which Bueller and Dickerson were standing well away from the DUI investigation he was conducting. The exchange between the two begins shortly after the traffic stop when Obrovsky orders Bueller through his car's PA system to back up. Quote, Mr. Bueller, you need to back up, end quote. How far, Bueller responds. Quote, back up until I tell you to stop. Bueller and Dickerson back up to where they are barely visible in the video while another officer walks up to them. Meanwhile, Obrovsky leads the woman through a series of roadside sobriety tests without any interference from the two activists. Almost 6 minutes into the video, when it is clear that Bueller and Dickerson were not physically interfering, nor were they verbally addressing the woman or Obrovsky, they were handcuffed and arrested. Then they were escorted through the investigation they were supposedly interfering with. Police confiscated their cameras, making it three confiscated cameras that they now have in their possession, including the one they still have from his second arrest. Quote, they say they are holding them for evidentiary value, but it's obvious they are holding them to suppress evidence, end quote. Bueller said in a telephone interview with Photography is Not a Crime. It is also obvious that they are not adhering to the 11-page guidelines drafted by the U.S. Department of Justice, drafted earlier this year. And like I mentioned, everybody, Carlos Mueller, as he writes this article, he has everything very well sorted, sourced and cited through links and what have you. Mickey, he goes on with the article, Mickey Osterreicher, general counsel for the National Press Photographers Association, reviewed the training bulletin issued by Austin Police and issued the following statement. Okay, now this is what Mickey from the National Press Photographers Association said, quote, aside from being overly broad and vague, the APD, Austin Police Department, policy leaves far too much to the discretion of its officers, whereby they can construe almost anything as, quote, interference. While the First Amendment protections may be subject to reasonable time, place, and manner restrictions, the language of the order allows officers to direct others to comply in almost any way they see fit. It is unfortunate that the order begins in the right spirit, reminding officers that, quote, that it is lawful for a person to videotape or photograph a police officer who is in public, end quote, and that they, quote, should not tell a person to stop videotaping the officer or other public servant as long as the person is not interfering with the public servant's duties, but then goes on to allow them to do so without properly defining, quote, interference. She continues, Mickey person continues and says, in most jurisdictions, such interference must be physical in nature, not just vague terms such as interprets, disrupts, impedes, or otherwise interferes with, that are left to us an officer's sole discretion. Under these rules, officers are free to create a chilling effect upon far more speech, like photography, recording, is deemed a form of free speech for First Amendment protections, than is necessary to achieve a substantial government arrest. That being actual interference with a police officer in the execution of his duties, and would thus be held to be unconstitutional. Even the LAPD new policy on suspicious activity reporting, which the NPPA along with other groups objected to, includes language that requires officers to articulate facts and circumstances that support probable cause or reasonable suspicion, quote, that a behavior observed is not innocent but rather reasonably indicative of criminal activity, end quote, such as, quote, interference. It is important to note that while it is defense to prosecute, it is a defense to prosecution under this section that the interruption, disruption, impediment, or interference alleged consisted of speech only, that still will not protect someone from being arrested in the first place. Also, if viewed in proper context, speech only could be interpreted to include photography and recording. Finally, in its very liberal recitation of exigent circumstances, it is not surprising that the policy states, quote, a search warrant should be obtained before viewing the recorded images, video, or sound, when it should actually read, quote, a search warrant must be first obtained before viewing the recorded images, video, or sound, end quote. So on to, Carlos Miller goes on to his with his article. Osterreicher also shared these views in a letter he sent to Austin Police Chief Art Acevedo this morning. But the Austin Police Department will likely not be swayed, considering it won a conviction last week against another activist who was arrested for interference while recording them, even though the video shows he was not verbally or physically interfering either. In fact, they have not only have convicted jurors that these activists are a threat. In fact, they have not only convinced jurors that these activists are a threat to their safety, they've convinced the local media, who fail to see these arrests will eventually lead to a loss of rights for themselves. So perhaps it's time for the U.S. Department of Justice to get involved, as it did with the Baltimore Police Department earlier this year, which had created its own laws when dealing with citizens who record them. Let me just stop right here, and I want to make a comment about that one statement of Carlos's. He says, so perhaps it's time for the U.S. Department of Justice to get involved, as it did with the Baltimore Police Department earlier this year, and he cites his source, which had created its own laws when dealing with citizens who record them. I disagree with Carlos in this respect. You never go to the government. The solution to government problems is not going to the government. Sure, they were successful in Baltimore, but when you go to another government entity, it's like voting. It's like voting. You're giving credence to a system that has outlived its course. What do I mean? It's time for our species to evolve past the superstition, the most dangerous superstition, as written by Larkin Rose in his book, The Most Dangerous Superstition, government. To think that government can solve anybody's problem is just delusional. And for those of you who may have heard this for the first time, it's a fact. And I encourage you, if you have any, if you want to debate this with me, please call me, and let's talk about this, because there is nothing that the government can do better than the private sector. The fact, you know, people are like, oh, well, we just need the government to get back to our constitutional principles. We just need to get the government to get smaller. We just need to have more government accountability. No, the problem is the government. And when people say, well, who will lock up the prisoners? Who will build the roads? Who will enforce the laws? The question assumes that the government's already doing these things. Sure, it's maintaining roads, but at what cost? I would submit to you listeners right now that the only reason we even need roads is because we've got government and other superstitions that we have to overcome as a species. What do I mean? Remember the objections that we heard from people when somebody tried to make an airplane to fly? Well, if God intended man to fly, he would have given him wings. What about who will pick the cotton if we don't have slaves? Well, guess what? It doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is that it is immoral to own another human being. Who will build the roads? It doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is that theft of our money by an entity, that by a superstition that we call government, is immoral. Are you telling me, oh, who will educate our children? Oh, my God, that's the worst one. Have you seen what schools look like these days? Public schools, first of all, it's not a choice. You have to send your kids to school. If you don't, you'll go to jail. And your kids will go to foster home. So you have to comply with whatever rules in your state. And when your kids go to these camps, these are nothing but indoctrination camps that look like prisons. They're built by the same construction people that construct prisons. There's cops in the schools with full belts, tasers, handguns, clubs. They walk around to make sure the kids obey. It's a cesspool of indoctrination. My husband says that's where they learn how to do drugs. And it's just horrific, the things that, you know, my kids are grown already. My son is almost 30. My daughter's 28. But when they were in middle school and high school, they were complaining to me about some issues that they had in high school. And I lived in Texas, you know, in a kind of a ruralish town. It wasn't any big deal. It wasn't, you know, inner city or anything like that. Population maybe 12,000 at the time. And I could hardly believe what, you know, my kids were telling me was going on. So I became a substitute teacher. And they weren't kidding. So I took them out and I homeschooled them for a few months. And then I encouraged them to get their GED, and then my daughter went off to college. And the point being that the excuse to have government to vote for somebody so that somebody can point a gun to you, to your neighbor, so that you can get your kids to go to school, that's immoral. That's absolutely immoral, and we should be past that. And knowing people like Antonio Bueller and Carlos Miller is very refreshing to me, because it makes me believe that there is hope, that maybe even in my own lifetime that things will change, and hopefully change not in the way that slavery was abolished in our country. My goodness, that was brutal. For heaven's sakes, for those of you who are constitutionalists, the slaves were freed despite the Constitution, not because of the Constitution. And now we're all saved on this big plantation that we call USA. I want to go over to ZeroGov.com because I want to share with you a post that my friend Bill Buport did on his blog. He's got some very enlightening articles. He says, plantation owners renew lease for 4 more years as plantation dwellers constantly consent overwhelmingly. He says, all you need to know, quote, and this is a quote from Alexander Fraser Tytler, T-Y-T-L-E-R, Tytler. Now, my friend Bill Buper, who wrote this, he's very, very historically savvy. He's gifted that way, and he's, you know, studied a lot. So I defer to his greatness in that area for sure. He quotes Alexander Fraser Tytler, who says, quote, "A democracy is always temporary in nature. It simply cannot exist as a permanent form of government. A democracy will continue to exist up until the time that voters discover that they can vote for themselves generous gifts from the public treasury. From that moment on, the majority always votes for the candidates who promise the most benefits from the public treasury, with the result that every democracy will finally collapse due to loose fiscal policy, which is always followed by dictatorship." So then he has he's got a bunch of really funny clowns, you know, like in black and white, and they all of them have "I voted," you know, that it's like they're saying "I voted," and they got their silly little clown face. And the first clown says, "I voted to give my consent to be ruled by wise men who know what is best for me than I do." Another one, "I voted to give my consent to pay taxes to subsidize big corporations and to bail out banks that are too big to fail." Another one, "I voted to give my consent to have the government protect me from myself and all the evil hobgoblins out there." And the last one, "I voted to give my consent and support for bombing foreign kids and jailing my neighbors for victimless crimes." So if you voted, you know, I'm not gonna judge you because I was there 2 years ago. But I hope you don't wait. And if you're listening to Freedomizer Radio, you're more enlightened than the average Joe who's just being indoctrinated by CNN and MSNBC and Fox News. You're getting alternative information. You're getting ideas that might piss you off, but somewhere down the line, they'll ring home with you, or you may find yourself giving information to somebody who needs it. So, anyways, I'm down to 3 minutes. I want to thank everybody who's been tuning in and everybody who's been participating on the chat. You've been listening to Tiger Lily's Freedom Roar. I am Tiger Lily, and this is freedomizerradio.com. And please stay tuned because at the top of the hour is the next show host who's going to be bringing in some great information as well. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving holiday and enjoy the rest of the weekend. And don't forget to tell your friends to come on over and listen to freedomizerradio.com. And I'll see you guys later. Have a great one.
In today's economy, the ability to access data quickly can mean the difference between success and failure. Maximum Archive's MyDrive service lets you have access to your data from just about any device and pretty much anywhere. MyDrive makes sure that when it counts, you can get what you need, because failure's not an option. Sign up for MyDrive today at MaximumArchive.com. Use partner code Freedomizer at checkout and help fund the Freedomizer Radio Network. That's MaximumArchive.com.
Ava Quijada in Reno, what are you doing on Freedomizer Radio on Thursdays 10:30 p.m. to 12 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and Fridays at 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. Pacific Standard Time?
And I am going to be hosting the Heated Conversation.
Please join us as we talk about UFOs, weather, planets, asteroids, earthquakes, spirituality, HARP, secret societies, and current events. I think we should add that we always have great guests, a packed chat room, and very interesting conversations, with your occasional quirky way we give the news.
Just remember, on Thursdays at 10:30 p.m. to 12 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and Fridays 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, the Heated Conversation. Oh, and by the way, we have our always fun chat room at freedomizerradio.com. That's freedomizerradio.com. Just click the chat and listen button. See you there.
Hey, Freedomist, join me, Proof Negative. Weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. as we fight the New World Order together, right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Hey, all you lads and lassies out there, come listen to The Sandbox every Sunday night at 9 to 10 p.m.
No,
Eastern Standard.
9 to 10:30 p.m.
Oh, every Sunday night at 9:30.
No, at 9 to 10:30 p.m.
At 9 o'clock to 10:30 p.m.
Eastern Standard Time.
Eastern Standard Time.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where freedomizers freedomize freedom.